Andy D. and Anna Vision are Indianapolis-based performers who focused much of their early careers touring the U.S. and the world. They're also husband and wife. Now their focus is supporting and building the arts scene locally. This week's episode of Making It, WFYI's Melissa Davis talks with Andy D. about the inspiration behind the couple's past, present, and future.
My name is Andy D., and I am making raw, enthusiastic, educational, smart, but also kind of dumb party music. Now I can dance, 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 girl, I can dance.
Now I can dance, 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 girl, take a chance. I've always looked to music to either make me laugh, dance, or cry, and I just decided that maybe laughing and dancing are kind of the things that I could give to other people and produce the music that makes me do those two things that doesn't exist yet in the world.
We'll show you the studio space. That's kind of our living space and studio and utility space.
Yes, I mean, working down here every day, basically.
Place factors into my art. In every single way where I make music, where I write music, where I record music, kind of sets the scene for what that music's going to be. And then when I express that live at a show, when I perform that part of my art, it's entirely dependent on what I'm doing, what my wife's doing on stage with me, and what the audience is doing in response to what I'm doing. It's an interplay. You know, when I dance, I'm interacting with the space around me. I'm interacting with the people around me. They're interacting with that space and with me. And it's completely integral to what I'm doing. What makes me keep going with my art is I don't have a choice. I may take a break from writing and releasing the music, but it's always there. If I'm doing something with a group like Musical Family Tree around town, it's still informed by the art that I've done and the art that I have yet to do, and it's always with me.
Well, we're going to run through a song called Teddy Roosevelt.
We don't even mic it. We just practice,
yeah.
Like hairbrush style.
What we have coming up is a child. I'm going to be a father, and so we aren't doing too many shows these days, but I am looking forward to raising a musical child. And I've heard from a lot of friends that have had children and are musicians that as soon as the baby is born and you're in the process of raising them, the music comes flooding out of you, and inspiration compounds on inspiration. So I look forward to making a lot of music in a lot of different ways in the coming years. So yeah, I'll always be working on music. I'll always be working to make the music community here in Indianapolis better, and hopefully raise a good person.
Andy D. has joined the Musical Family Tree Board as the chairman of their education committee. He's leading their Smarter Scene series, which works to empower Indiana musicians and our music scene with live programs.
I know when I did it, I did have to reinvent the wheel. I just kind of muddled along and probably figured out a lot of stuff later than I should have to make a go at it professionally. So I'm just trying to save other artists from having to trod that same kind of, you know, lonely path, and just make it easier for folks.
That's Making It, reported and produced by Melissa Davis.